Here's a problem when you're related to somebody super famous. You got to watch what you say.
Oh, I know that. That's a big thing.
Right. So Dolly Parton's sister wrote this whole beautiful tribute to her sister Dolly and said, many of you know she hasn't been feeling her best lately. And I've been led to ask all of the world that loves her to be her prayer warriors and pray with me. And then she said that she was praying all night for her sister. And when you hear that.
Oh, yeah. I think Dolly Parton's dead.
Right.
Right.
Which is awful.
Yeah.
She is America's sweetheart. She is one of the most loved people in the world. You can't just ask for prayers and not explain what you're saying or what's wrong.
I mean, she could be going in for like a bunion. We don't know what procedures she needs right now. What, I mean, all those things are uncomfortable and, you know, there's a problem. But I don't think she's on death's door.
No.
So I certainly hope she's not.
She wrote, she's strong. She's loved. And with all the prayers being lifted for her, I know in my heart she's going to be just fine. Godspeed, my sissy Dolly. We all love you.
I mean, listen, they're all older, though. Oh. I'm sure, like, her sister is also older, right? So she's sensitive. She's nervous. She's worried. It's the telephone game. Maybe she doesn't know what's really going on with Dolly. But you know something? You're right. When people are famous and then their family starts talking, a lot of times it ain't good. Like, I think about, like, the Braxtons. Like, that show is just trash, all right? If you have not seen that, those sisters, I'm like, y'all is trashy. And then the new one is Love Thy Nader or whatever, Brooks Nader's sisters.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, they just name drop her left and right, blah, blah, blah. I get it. You're all beautiful, but your sister's the famous one. So why don't y'all just go back to your regular lives?
Well, that's the reason why you should not put things like this out on social media where everybody sees it. So now she has put another thing up and she says, I want to clear something up.
Oh,
I didn't
she's alive.
I didn't mean to scare anyone or make it sound so serious when asking for prayers for Dolly. She's been a little under the weather, and I simply asked for prayers because I believe so strongly in the power of prayer. It was nothing more than a little sister asking for prayers for her big sister. Thank you all for lifting her up.
Dolly's got a head cold. Right, and he's going in for a procedure for a big toe, a turf toe. Who knows? She could have been playing contact football in her backyard. But now, because of her sisters, we got to freak out.
Because if you go on social media, I could find six things right now of people asking for prayers, and I don't know why. It's like prayers for my, but here's what I think, and I hope I'm wrong. I think there's something really wrong.
Well,
she canceled that residency.
Right.
She's said that she's not feeling well, and for her sister to kind of pile on top of that, if that's not red flags, I don't know what is.
Dolly Parton is how old?
79.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's up there. Okay, like not for nothing. I'm not trying to take you out if you're 79 years old right now. You know, you may live for many, many years from now.
Okay? 100 more years.
But if I was 79, all right, I'd be nervous. That's all I'm saying. Okay. And Dolly Parton has done a lot and she lives a busy life. And I don't know if she needs time off, I'm there for it. You know what? I'm going to go pray. That's what I'm going to have to do right now.
We have to go pray right now.
All right.
You know what? She was right. We should just pray and be quiet.
Yeah. I don't know why she's correcting anything.
It's time for Student Teacher with Anna and Raven. Get ready to learn.
Every week, my daughter, who's in second grade, doesn't have show and tell. She has Student Teacher. And I love this because it's not about bringing in something and just talking about it. She has to teach the class something, three facts about anything in the world that she finds interesting.
Something that we know and that you may not be aware of is that producer Justin is the smartest among us.
So we figured we want him to teach us stuff too every single week.
Right. What do we got this week, Justin?
Well, I don't know if you heard, but Taylor Swift dropped a new album last week.
Oh, thank you.
Heard about it.
Yes.
Have it memorized.
Yes.
Yep.
As she is America's English, the world's English teacher, she likes to use her vocabulary skills to kind of enhance her storytelling through her songs.
Okay.
And some of these words are trending because a lot of people have to Google them because they don't know what Taylor's talking about. So I figured I'd break it down a little bit and explain what some of the words that she's using mean for someone who might not know right off the top of their head.
Oh. We're going to get smarter.
Yeah, we're going to get a vocab test.
I like that.
All right, what's our first one?
That's right. So we have a few right in the first single, The Fate of Ophelia.
Okay.
So a few of them come right off the bat there. And right in the first verse, she says, as legend has it, you are quite the pyro.
As legend has it, you are quite the pyro.
Okay.
Yeah, I think people have a pretty good idea of what it is, but people think that it's people who are trying to just destroy things, right? But pyro is two words from Greek, which is fire and enthusiast.
Okay.
Pyromaniac. So it's someone who has a compulsion to start fires.
Okay. Who's a pyro that you know? Nobody?
I mean, nobody at this age.
Okay.
I'm a grown-up. I'm an adult. Like,
right.
When you were like 12, 13, you'd have one of those weirdo friends that always flicked a Bic lighter around.
It's true.
And
then
would act like they were going to set something on fire. But I don't know anybody that actually did. Thank God.
All right. And then right afterwards, she drops the word melancholy.
And if you never call for
Okay.
All right. So another Greek word here. So originally this meant having the condition of black bile. It's a medical term. So your body was full of bile.
That's gross.
Oh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But over the years, over the centuries, it's kind of transitioned to just meaning gloomy, downcast,
a little
sorrowful.
Bit sad.
Sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sad.
When you're melancholy, you go sad. Yeah,
because,
sad.
Because mm-hmm. when you're full of black bile, you tend to be a little sad yourself.
I would think so.
Yeah, absolutely.
What else can we learn from this?
And the fate of Ophelia has one more. It's the word honing.
I have a guess, but we're not playing game show version here. So just tell me.
So honing is sharpening.
Yes.
Sharpening.
I knew it.
Yep.
Yeah, I knew it. Look at me.
Look at you.
I could have got it, except I didn't say it out loud.
Oh, you're so smart.
I didn't want to ruin his thing.
Yeah, no, it's sharpening like a knife or improving a skill. Like you're honing your own mental acuity, your skills and all that. So there's a double meaning there.
But the other
one. We did all right.
Yeah, but get the next one, because this is one that I think people are confused about the most.
Oh, this one is, this is terrific. This is from Life of a Showgirl. The word is kismet.
She's dancing in her garters and fishnets. 50 in the cast, zero missteps. Looking back, I guess it was kismet.
What does that mean, kismet?
It's like fate.
Kismet is fate, destiny, serendipity, if you will. But
look,
if you know
that.
What serendipity means,
ooh,
then you already know what
kismet means. Serendipity, great movie, Kate Beckinsale.
You
really
should take
hot.
Raven, you should go take the SATs. You should take the SATs because you're so smart when
not,
it comes to
I'm,
vocab.
I'm not going back to school.
Oh, all right. Well, okay. The amount of dumb things that I need to return is ridiculous.
Mm.
Amazon Prime Days is the big deal. Prime Days that happened the last couple of days are officially over. It ended last night.
No, that's kind of a sad thing.
Yeah, but no, you don't really need to be worried because it used to be once a year and it used to be big hype, but now they do it every couple months. The last one was in July and now we just finished another one.
You know what I like is like it's like a retail warfare, though. Like every time they do it, Walmart does something. Costco does something now, too. So I get hit with a lot of emails. Lately, there's a lot of purchases I need to make.
Well, there's a lot of returns I need to make. I have gotten to be the person I said I was never going to be.
What's up?
Where it's the middle of the night and I am scrolling and then I buy. And things just show up at my door 3 days later. And I'm like, what is this?
Sometimes you ever do that where like you've been like drinking?
No.
Like, I mean, yeah.
I should.
That's like,
no.
And it shows up and you're like, what did I buy?
No, that's when I watch people falling down on Instagram. That's
okay.
That's yeah. algorithm when I've been drinking.
Right. Like, that's a different type
that's
of
that's a different kind of fun.
Yeah.
and also, if you're a parent, you know that you've already gotten the holiday toy shopping guide. That's already
out.
Yeah. My daughter has circled every single thing. I told her there's no reason why Santa should bring you 6 Furbies, but she says she needs every single one of them.
It's the first year where Jaden really like can point to things and be like, yeah, I want that, you know? And when I do that, like I just already started buying. This is the problem.
But here's what I was always wondering, and they haven't released the numbers yet for this year, Raven.
Yeah.
But back in July when they did it last time, they did $24.1 billion in sales on their Amazon Prime Day.
That's amazing. In 2-3 days, think about that.
That's wild.
That's amazing, right? Yeah.
But I was wondering, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people like me where you got to make returns. You bought things because it looked like a good deal,
oh,
and then
yeah.
all of a sudden it shows up, and you're like, wait a minute.
I mean, what do you think? You think I'm going to be batting 1,000 on what I ordered last night right before this thing was over? So I got a new hard drive for my laptop. Okay, that's one thing. I got 2 props, not one, but 2 props for our Halloween costumes coming up.
You bought 2 props?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
So, well, I mean, because we each have 2 hands, right?
What?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not going to say what the costume is, but it's a ghost trap. Anyways.
Okay.
So there's the, and then
now
I bought,
everyone knows.
I bought electric hand warmers.
What?
Yeah, like you recharge them and they're hand warmers. You put them in your gloves, but you recharge them. They're electric. I bought those. First aid kit, bought one of those. That's responsible, right? It was on sale for like 30% off. I couldn't say no. I was like, I should have that in my car. How does that sound? Like I'm 1,000.
But who's like, out of all those things?
This is what I all ordered yesterday.
Are you going to return the hand warmer hands gloves?
I mean,
I feel like you're going to set your hands on fire.
What's going to happen is I'm not going to know whether or not they work for like 3 months. Mm-hmm. And then I'll find out and then I'll be like, nope, you're too late, bro.
There's so many things I have to return. My return pile at home is embarrassing at this point.
Yeah.
But I was curious, like out of that $24.1 billion that they made last time around, how many of that actually gets returned? And ironically, I guess it's not so ironically, Amazon does not release the figures on returns.
Oh, yeah. They don't want people to know.
But it's estimated between 5% and 15%. Which is kind of a big chunk if you think about it.
Yeah,
I actually thought maybe it would be a little bit higher than that. But that's a lot of returns. And I was wondering, What do you have right now sitting at your house that you have been meaning to return? Because I got a pair of Naturalizer skin, snake skin heels.
Yeah.
That I don't know what I was thinking. What,
they sound terrifying.
I put them on and I was like, why did I order these? Naturalizer? I'm like, what?
What
do you need to return right now that you bought? 1-800-330-9999. Amazon's Prime's big deal days are now over. It was the last 2 days, but don't worry because they do it like every 3 months now. It's really no big deal anymore.
Well, there'll be another sale on the way, right? Black Friday's on the way.
Well, they always talk about how much money they made. Back in July, they made $24.1 billion. But they never talk about how much of that had to be returned.
Well, I mean, with those kind of figures, I'd be doing this thing every single month. But we all end up with a stack of stuff that has to go back sooner or later.
Tomorrow afternoon is return day for me. I have 7 different things I need to return.
Wow.
But what do you need to return right now that's just been sitting on your floor? 1-800-330-9999. Ray.
I bought these mounts to mount an old guitar of mine. It didn't work with the wall, and now they're just sitting there, and I don't want to, you know, have to do the whole Amazon, put it back in and say, hey, returning these. I just got to find time to do it.
It's funny. They've made it so easy in a lot of ways. Like, it's so you can drop it at, like, you know, most places like Staples, UPS, anywhere. They got a lot of spots.
1 mile
right?
from my house.
And Staples is literally, it's like a mile from my house also. But I'm so disappointed when they tell me I have to take it to Staples instead of when, you know, they used to just be like, keep it. Yeah. I'm sending you the refund. Like, I'm so disappointed.
Because you got used to it. So
right.
This has never happened to you. Sometimes when you return items on Amazon, they just say, don't worry about it.
Right.
Because it costs more to ship it back for them to pay for it than you keep it. So when you get used to that a couple times, and then all of a sudden they're like, yeah, you have 30 days to return it to get your refund.
You're like, dang.
What? Now I got to get my car and drive a mile?
Right.
Aw. Yeah.
Done 100%.
Yeah. Kaylin, how about you? What did you buy, impulse buy, and you still haven't returned it?
I bought something on Aerie recently, one of the, like, just like a crochet kind of top and short set.
Mm-hmm.
But growing up, there were like Aeries everywhere. So when I was going to return it, I looked near me, and, you know, they sell everything online now, so they've closed all of those locations. So it's like an hour away. So it's just been sitting in the back of my car where it's been months. I don't know if they'll accept it anymore.
Yeah, when you have to go out of the way to return something, this is the problem I have right now. Like, I have to go out of the way to return these things, so they'll just sit on my floor in my bedroom for another 3 weeks.
I did that with some American Eagle jeans that I bought. I never wore them. But I took the tags off.
Oh.
And if you know that, right, if you've ever been through this process with them, you know that they have a strict no tag removal policy. And I went in there and the first person at the counter started to tell me this. And of course, you know, they were like a different generation than mine. She's looking at me like she could not care less, boomer, what it is that my problem is and what is this or that or whatever. And I just cut her off like 4 sentences in and said, I'm going to need to talk to your manager. And then the manager came over and I said, I don't mean to be rude. I said, but call me old, call me an adult, whatever, but you're going to have to rectify this for me. And she was so nice, but it was so funny because she said, okay, this is what I'm going to do under my breath. She said, I'm going to give you your money. She said, but I'm going to dress you down right now a little bit in front of my people. She's like, because I can't let them
think
that we're going to do this all the time.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what she proceeded to do. And I found it amusing, actually. It was very funny and it was very nice. But I did learn my lesson. She says, now,
you gotta pay attention.
I see you again.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not going to do it the next time.
You got to receive the receipt. They take it so seriously now. They
very
never
seriously.
Used to. The other day, I almost broke my neck to get to Anthropologie to return that dress because I said 30 days. And it was 30 days on the dot.
Oh, you're playing with fire there.
1-800-330-9999. What do you have to return right now that's just been sitting in your house? Prime big deal days are now officially over. If you missed it, all the big savings ended last night. Don't worry. They do this like every 2 months now.
Wah, wah. I'm a little bit sad, but I do have to say all those emails they sent me, it worked. I ordered stuff.
I ordered so much junk. Like, my list of things to return is so big, that pile. But what do you need to return right now? Because they talk about how much money people spent, but they never tell you how much of it is actually sent back. 1-800-330-9999. Yolanda.
So I bought a pottery wheel because I thought I was going to reinvent myself and become this pottery person. And I saw all these people on Instagram looking like they were having the best time just making all of these, you know, pottery creations. And I watched the movie Ghost and I thought, ooh, this could be me. And then it arrived and, you know, I used it once and it was kind of like this misshapen bowl that can't really be used, but there is no hole in it. So I was proud of that. But the wheel is hanging in my closet. I also don't have a kiln, so it's not like any of these creations can look very nice. It's holding my Wi-Fi router, so it has all purpose.
Yeah. It seems like a big, expensive, heavy thing.
But when you think, like, this is going to be my zen, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to set it up in the basement. And then you get it. You're like, this is going to stay in a box. I'm never going to use this. This was a waste of money. You know?
If any of my friends ever want to try pottery, they can.
Yeah. It's hard to admit defeat. It is sometimes. Yeah.
I do that all the time. I swear that this is going to be my new thing. This is going to be my new identity. And then I buy all the stuff. And then I'm like, what am I doing? I bought 2 pairs of binoculars because me and Paul were going to look at the birds outside our home.
You couldn't just share them.
No, we're both really going to be into it. Yep. He doesn't even know they exist in the house.
I have space binoculars.
Yeah.
How do you like that? We should all bring in our binoculars. I have space binoculars. That's a real thing that exists, and they're in my house.
I'll look at the birds. You look at the moon.
Yeah.
All right.
Chris, what'd you impulse buy that on second thought, you're going to need to return that?
When I was a kid, I used to love watching things that had like, you know, Bart Simpson had slingshots. Dennis the Menace had slingshots. So one day I was like, you know what? I want to buy a slingshot. You know, I'm not too old for a slingshot. And then I go online and like go down this rabbit hole of realizing that there's slingshots for adults that you know, they have like special like balls and like special like target distancing and all these things. So I went all out and I bought one. That was like 5 years ago, and like I never had a phone. Yeah. I don't know what to do. I don't know why I have it. I just have it.
When all of a sudden you have to pigeon hunt, right? After, you know, they're illegal in a lot of states. If you didn't know that, like, I mean, a real slingshot, especially if you're using anything like BBs, metal, all that stuff, they're illegal.
I bought my nephew one from Alaska.
Oh my
when
gosh.
I was there. Yeah, no.
How old was he?
Like 7.
Oh my God. What did his mother think?
Then it was like no big deal because I was like, oh, it's a slingshot. But then all of a sudden we realized, no, they actually, when they learn how to use them, they're really, really dangerous.
Yeah. And detrimental. All of a sudden you're like, there's no birds in our zip code anymore. You're like, wait a minute. What happened?
Yeah.
That's not cool. Mm-hmm. Not cool at all.
Lydia, what did you impulse buy online and you still need to bring it back?
Oh, I bought a foam roller, but I can't even get myself up to exercise, let alone use a roller before I exercise.
Those things hurt, man.
No, they're really good for you, even though I haven't used one in years.
Are you talking about the ones like you put your legs on it?
Yeah,
like,
and you roll. A foam roller.
Oh, my God. They hurt me.
Like, but that means you must be really tight, your muscles.
Yeah, well, they hurt. I don't want to do it. So
if you want
that's another
loosen
thing
up.
I blame soccer for.
You blame soccer when you played when you were 6 years old on the fact as a grown man, you can't use a foam roller.
I played till I was up till 9 or 10. All right. And yes, I still blame soccer. For I do.
Just
so you're telling me
out.
That's not a thing. You're
no.
telling me that's not a legitimate thing.
That's not a real thing.
Well, I've totally been blaming it on soccer. Mm-hmm.
Great news. Dolly Parton is not dead.
Oh, thank gosh. I mean, seriously, we shouldn't even say it light like that.
Well, that's because the way
she wrote it. I love Dolly Parton.
I would only say the only reason why I said it that way is because she put up a post and the title of it was, I Ain't Dead. And it made me giggle because that's our Dolly Parton right there. So if you missed it, we actually were talking about this earlier today, how her sister posted on social media asking for prayers for her sister, Dolly Parton. And everybody started freaking out because she had canceled some shows and there was concern about her general health.
Yeah. And I mean, the sister's language was pretty strong asking for these prayers. Like, basically, you know, it sounded like she was on death's door. Thanks.
Right.
Thanks, sis.
And she shouldn't have done that. But, you know, I think that's the problem when you're super famous. It's like your siblings don't get it that when you post something on social media, the whole world is paying attention.
Sure.
So Dolly put up a post. It said, I ain't dead. And in it, she explains,
I want you to know that I'm okay. I've got some problems, as I mentioned, back when my husband Carl was very sick. I didn't take care of myself, so I let a lot of things go that I should have been taking care of. Nothing major. There's just a lot of rumors flying around. But I figured if you heard it from me, you'd know that I was okay.
And she looks okay. She even says at the beginning of the video, it's October 8th, So people don't think it's like a fake. Right, exactly. Yeah.
Or something that she pre-recorded or whatever.
100%.
I mean, a fake. They could say the date, though, if it was a fake.
Okay.
Is it Dolly Parton? Is it a fake Dolly Parton?
All right. The rumor is that it's kidney stones, but whatever. I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, that's not
I don't have her HIPAA regulations, so who knows what that is.
Yes. Okay.
We wish her the best. We absolutely love her. But she did say something else in that video that is interesting, and it's very, very much trending right now.
Mm.
Did you see that AI picture of Reba and me? Ooh, Lordy. I mean, they had Reba at my deathbed, and we both look like we need to be buried. But and I thought, oh, my Lord. But if I was really dying, I don't think Reba would be the one at my deathbed. She might come visit me earlier.
Yeah, she might come earlier. But, you know, she's talking about these AI deepfakes, these pictures that are made, these videos that are made.
Yeah.
And also in the news has been Zelda Williams. That's Robin Williams' daughter. Because she
I've
says,
been hearing about that.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It really is. She has publicly asked fans, and she's not the only one. There's been a lot of children of deceased celebrities that have agreed with her that they send her AI generated videos of her father.
Yeah.
So this is now Robin Williams, who's been gone for many years, saying things he would never say.
Speaking to his daughter, could be saying anything.
Absolutely.
Really, could be doing anything.
And she says that these deep fake type videos are upsetting, disrespectful, and not what her father would have wanted. And they're basically putting words in dead man's mouth, and they're doing
it's
the celebrities.
Soulless. Exactly. And you can't hide behind somebody else. You can't represent somebody else's character.
And welcome to like the new age of AI. There's no laws that make this. If you are dead, there is no laws right now that protect you from these deep fake videos.
Well,
if you're alive,
I think that's
you have
very dangerous. Go ahead. If you're alive, you
if
have
you're
protections.
Alive, you have
right
protection.
Now.
Right.
Right now. And this is something that they fought off with those last contracts. And we thought, oh, how ridiculous this is. But when you're thinking about the next 5-10 years where this could go, I mean, it's crazy. They're talking about, you know, manipulations of all sorts of things.
Well, if you haven't been on social media yet, it's interesting because they have gotten so good that I'll watch videos that are completely viral and I'll be like, this is AI.
Right.
And you read the comments. People don't know.
They don't know.
They don't
understand.
And that's
why a lot of this stuff is failing, too. And what are you going to trust in the future?
Right. And that's another reason why they say social media use has been down, because there's been such manipulation of AI that people don't know what's real news and what's not.
Can't wait for the next election cycle. That's going to be great there. Real good.
How much time do you waste at work every single day?
As much as I can. Not really.
I'm about to say, what?
I mean, that's the thing is, like, our job is there's always somebody that would know, right? Like, so we're at constant deadline. And that's actually what I enjoy about it, because it helps move things along. It's fun.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, when your whole life is racing against the clock, there's ups and downs.
There's other people that would view that as sick, and other people, like, that's completely where they're comfortable.
You know, my husband has what I would call a normal job, a normal corporate job, where, you know, there's an office and there's a cubicle and there's all that
stuff.
It's
a start time and end time, usually, all those things.
Well,
I mean, he's the boss.
So I always find it fascinating when he says things like, oh, I went and got a haircut this afternoon. I go, what? While you're at work?
How'd you do that?
Right. Or when he's like, oh, I called customer service so I could figure out why we're getting charged 3 times for the Hulu account.
Right. I spent 48 minutes on the telephone with them. You're like, wait, how did you do
how
that?
How did you do that?
Right.
Like, how did you find time to do that while you're at work? But there's a new study that came out that find that 51% of your day goes to busy work or things that are not work related.
Wow.
That's a lot of your work day that you're not doing actual work.
No, I'm going to prefix this and say that certain minds are built that they actually are a little bit more efficient if they're doing multiple things at once, you know, ADHD, all that type of stuff. Like, it can actually keep them more tuned in with the other things they're doing. But 51% seems high.
That's a long time of your day.
That seems like a lot, right? Like, that's enough for a hostile takeover, all right, of your time management.
My husband told me about this one guy that used to work at his old job, and he used to sit in the cubicle next to him, and he would bring headphones and he would just watch movies. He would watch movies all day long. And I think to myself, what it must be like to have a day where you can go to work and be like, today I'm going to watch a movie.
Yeah.
Today I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to catch up on my Netflix. This is what I'm going to do.
I love movies. I can't imagine being that bold at work, right? And sooner or later, I'm going to run out of good stuff to watch. Sooner or later.
I'm looking at our social media at Anna and Raven, because we asked, what did you get done that wasn't work on company time?
Yeah.
David wrote, I ordered a limited edition Barbie. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Jeremy wrote, I booked three
I know who
gigs.
David is, and yeah. I believe him.
Yeah. Jeremy wrote, I booked 3 gigs for my magic act before the first of the day.
You know, I mean, that's great, right? It's a good feeling, right? It's a big day at work. He didn't even do any work yet, but that's awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
I booked vacations at work.
I mean, you have?
I'm like, of course I
always want to do stuff like that, but I never have the time. And then I feel guilty and I feel like I can't pay attention enough to do it.
Now, to be fair, like I had done the research before and I knew what I was booking. But like, you know, sometimes certain times and stuff like that is important. So, I've booked a vacation there.
Yeah, Zeal wrote, I sat on the toilet for 25 minutes watching TikTok videos about guys building pools.
I mean, that gets awkward.
What? Oh, my gosh.
All at work.
David says he pays all his bills online at work.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Christine does her grocery shopping and spends hours watching the TV. What? What?
Well, I can't believe it.
How is that possible?
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think the one thing that I will make an exception and I will do it at work. And I know it's because my job is unique and I don't have a lot of downtime. It's like when tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. or something.
Oh, my God. You spent probably four days, I would say, in the past year when it came to Taylor Swift. Was it this past year or the year before?
No, it was years ago
No, it wasn't too many years.
Oh, my gosh.
But, I mean, it was like 4 days total time in 1 year.
And there was no work to be done.
Nothing.
When tickets go on sale.
Like, you couldn't even eat. You were, like, non-functioning.
Because you have to pay attention. Like, that makes me crazy. But that was the only time that I really did not work work.
Yeah. Pretty much.
What did you get done on company time that had nothing to do with work? 1-800-330-9999. How much time do you waste while you're working? They say that 51% of your day is wasted not actually doing work when you're at work. You're just doing other stuff. What did you do on company time that wasn't actually work? 1-800-330-9999.
Louis, what'd you do on company time?
I finished my master's. I actually had to do everything online. And when it was called questions like accounting stuff, I actually went to the accounting department, had friends come over and help me. So that's pretty much what I did the whole time.
Amazing. What an incredible use of company time.
So wait a minute. So you were working in the industry, though, that you were pursuing your master's in?
It was just an MBA. But yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah.
That's great.
I've thought about it, like taking those online AI courses.
Sure.
I'm like, I wonder if I could just do it while I'm at work, while I'm on the air. The answer is no, but I would like to try one day.
Hey, Annie and Raven, who's this?
This is John.
John, you sound like you're on the front of a boat or in a wind tunnel. John, what did you do on company time? Sail? Were you going sailing?
No, I watch crime videos at my job. Mm-hmm. I go on Temu. What else do I do? Craigslist. Right. I go on Bargain News to look for cars. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, John, you know, I'm looking for a new
producer.
Would you like to come work for us? You'll fit in perfect around here.
You know what? What's crazy is I do this all day long, and, you know, I just get distracted from my job. It's like, I get addicted to the phone, and it's like, okay, you're looking at this, you're looking at that. And by the time it's over, it's like 4:30, 3 right. o'clock, and it's like, damn, I didn't even do no work because I was like, most of the day on the phone.
Yeah.
Right. You're like, well, I might as well finish strong. Let me get back on Temu.
You're a dream come true for the company.
Yeah.
Congratulations to you.
Thanks, John.
Quinn, what did you do while you were on company time? What did you accomplish?
I wrote the first 5 pages of my first novel.
Wow. Okay.
That's cool.
I mean, when you've got an idea, right, and you start putting it to paper, that's good. And you never know where inspiration hits you. Apparently today, this time, it was before the 11 a.m. meeting.
Right.
So... Mm-hmm. Good for you. I mean, feeling accomplished. They're like, who's feeling good today in that meeting? You're like, I am. They're like, all right, what'd you get done so far? Nothing. Can't tell them anything.
I think it would be difficult to write at work. There's so many distractions. Maybe not. Maybe that's a good thing. What if I just like, guys, I can't work today. I'm writing my novel.
Right.
Yeah.
You take yourself out of your current space and put yourself in a fantasy world. I can see that.
Ursula, how about you? What did you accomplish when you were on company time?
Well, the company that I was working for hadn't paid me for the first 2 months of work. So while I was on their company time, I filed a wage complaint against them.
That seems, I feel like you're allowed to if you do that.
Yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Right? That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that seems like an efficient use of your time. Thank you.
Where are the best places to people watch? 1-800-330-9999. They put out a list of the top four places in the world to people watch.
Okay.
Coming in at number four, Bourbon Street in New Orleans.
Yeah, I guess that makes some sense.
I have taken the wackiest pictures on Bourbon Street. I will agree with that 100%. Number three, Paris. I've never been to Paris.
Lovely.
Okay. Number two, Times Square. Yep, you get a lot of characters in Times Square, that's for sure.
That's for sure. Be careful which one that you take a photo of, too, because they'll be like, are you going to tip me?
Right, they're going to
be... Are you going to tip me?
Do you see I'm dressed like Super Mario?
Yeah, and then they'll get into a fight with each other. It's so strange.
It's a weird thing there. And number one, places to people watch in the entire world, it's London. I mean, I haven't been there since I studied there in college, and I don't really remember, but I don't remember London being that much of a people watching place, but I guess if it's number one.
Right. I don't know who put together that list, but you know what? I mean, if people are going there and they're going to see the Royals or whatever different thing that they're into, there's different areas where they congregate. I guess you'll get a mix of people.
All right. So I was thinking about it. I'm like, people love to people watch.
Yeah.
Myself included.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I just sit back and I just, you know, it's like free entertainment when you're tired of playing on your phone and scrolling. But if you can't travel to Bourbon Street, Paris, or London, or wherever,
yeah,
where do you go to people watch? Best places.
Well, I think that it's always interesting to me to see people at like school or kids functions, right? And depending on the age of the kids, it's different characters involved in these. Because there are some people that are very, very, very emotionally on edge that are at these events. And they're trying to project that they're doing the right thing, but you can see that this person is actually a crazy person.
Well, actually, it's aggravating. I had parent open house not too long ago, and you look around the room and you wonder how some of these kids are going to turn out.
Right,
you know?
Right, because there's some people that they're just very doting, but you know they're teaching their kids like they're kind of treating them with kid gloves, and then there's other ones that are like, you know, militant, and they're like, you know, they want more out of their kids too. It's just wild.
I wanted to say to this lady behind me, put your hand down.
Right.
We're not in class.
Just relax. Right. There's no grade here. You're not going to win.
I was in Starbucks yesterday, and that is a place to people watch. Starbucks attracts them all.
Yeah.
It is a wild mix of people in there. Because it's not like it's obviously a coffee shop.
But it's not like a regular one.
It's not like Dunkin'.
It's a hoity-toity.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a little bit more hoity-toity.
Yeah. Where do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Rob?
So I think the beach. I think the first thing is just seeing what type of bathing suits certain people wear just tells you right then and there kind of what their personality is like. And then just kind of watching what people do. And I don't know. For me, it's really interesting to just kind of people watch on the beach.
I do like people watching on the beach. Watching people load in, how they spread their weight distribution, who's carrying what, who's being barked at, how to set up and whatnot, what they're eating. Yeah, it's true. I watch a lot of stuff at the beach.
Right.
How they take care of their kids when they're in the water, whatever. I watch all that. All of that.
Just a creeper sitting there.
I pay attention, man. You know, there's riptides out there. Some people, they sit at the beach, they sit down, they don't even watch their kids.
Oh, so you're there to save lives.
Not really. I mean, at least point to somebody and be like, hey! You know, that kind of thing.
If Raven sees a riptide taking your kid, he's not going to get up, but he'll point and say, hey! Hey!
Hey, did you see that?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Top four places in the world to people watch. Number four, New Orleans, Bourbon Street.
That makes total sense.
Number three, Paris. Number two, Times Square. And number one place to people watch in the entire world, London.
You know, I feel like Vegas must have been number five, but okay.
But if you can't travel to these places and you want to entertain yourself, where do you think you get the best people watching? 1-800-330-9999. Kelly.
The best, when my kids were infants and young and I had to get away, I'd sit in Subway in Walmart and watch.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Well, Walmart itself.
Yeah.
It's just such, it's a plethora of personalities.
It's true. It's true, right. There's a whole lot of variety there at Walmart. It's true. And it's not all on the shelves.
Right.
That's absolutely correct.
And the Walmart I was at was in Louisville, Kentucky. So it was really interesting.
Julie, if you can't travel to these exotic places, where's a good place to people watch?
The boardwalk, either Long Beach or Coney Island.
I would venture to say, actually, a boardwalk on any beach.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's always, there's a bit of something, right? Because there's the boardwalk, there's above the boardwalk, and then there's also below the boardwalk. Yeah.
I think that Anytime you put fried food and a boardwalk and a beach together, mm-hmm. it just attracts like every wild person.
Yeah, yeah. And wild animals, too, as a matter of fact.
If you think raccoons are wild animals, then yes. Michelle, best place to people watch?
I actually went to one of the fairs this year, and I would say that's a good place to go to people watch.
Carnivals are great. Right, because it doesn't even matter. Yeah. Are you looking at the guests or are you looking at the employees?
Because either one.
It's all a gift.
Uh-huh. Erica, what's the best place to people watch?
I would say the best place to people watch would be the Venice Boardwalk.
It is an interesting place. It's like the trashier side of Santa Monica. It's supposed to be more artsy, but let's be real, over the last decade and a half or so. Spent any time in Venice?
No. In my mind, I imagine everybody on roller skates and like... And is that where Muscle Beach is, or am I getting confused?
Yeah,
Muscle Beach.
So people like working out and roller skates. That's the only thing that comes to my mind. Peter, how about you? Best place to people watch?
I don't know. I mean, this might make me sound a little bit creepy, but I think that the subway station is a great place to people watch because it's a little bit dark. You can kind of like hide off in a corner and just like watch people, and they can't really see you. You're kind of in the shadows. And they don't know you're there, but you see them like just doing the weirdest stuff because they think nobody else is there. And then you just like, you kind of feel like you're spying on them.
Yeah, you do sound creepy. And that's exactly why I've got my eyes always trained out there looking for your creepy type in the subway station. Seriously, bro. You're in the shadows watching and I don't know you're there. You're creepy.
I have the opposite. I don't make eye contact with a single person in the subway. Head down. Keep walking.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Somebody with you, though. You better be watching. Better be watching for this guy.
One couple.
He just doesn't seem to understand why should I go to this wedding now.
Just say no.
One problem.
I want to see her get married. I want to be there for her.
Make an excuse. She can't go and... You know, call it a day.
You decide the outcome.
It's so awkward.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up for you to decide who's right. Couples Court is powered by T-Mobile. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more. Lionel and Katie. Katie, what's going on?
Well, our daughter is turning, it's her birthday. She's in the fourth grade, and she wants to invite only a select few girls in her class, and not all of the girls. And I don't agree with that. It's giving mean girl energy, and I think that she should invite all of the girls. Meanwhile, my husband, Lionel, he thinks that it's fine, and she just shouldn't talk about the party in class.
Yeah, I just don't think that she needs to bring it up, like go... yapping about it to all the girls. By the way, we want her to have like real good friendships. She doesn't have to just like please everybody.
Yeah, listen, I get that. Of course, it comes down to a couple things. You imagine the kid who finds out and their feelings are hurt. They're going to find out. Somebody's always got loose lips, even if it's not your daughter. Somebody will slip that they're either going to the party or, of course, right after the party, that information will come out. On the other hand, the whole everybody's got to come, we got to be pals with everybody thing. I don't know. You're fourth grade. You know who your friends are. And you probably know that there's a couple that aren't your friends. And when you have to invite those people there too, it's not fun.
I know, but I always feel bad for the kids that don't have the friends. You know, that they're kind of loners and they kind of stick it to their own. And to feel just not included like that makes me sad.
Sure. But if they don't know, they don't know. Ignorance is bliss, I guess, right?
How many girls in the class are not invited out of the total? Let's do some math.
It's about... 5 or 10, but then about 5 more girls, maybe 6, 7.
Yeah. Okay, so I mean, it's a bunch.
And double that, and then we have to talk to the parents of these other kids.
Right? I just think it's easier. Everybody gets invited. Everybody's not going to show up anyway.
Well, that's true, too. Sometimes they won't, right?
Yeah, but if
you know we can't count on that. You know.
I mean, maybe the girls we don't want to invite, maybe it's because they don't. You know, maybe if there's a reason. Maybe they need a real friend. Maybe that's what our daughter is for, to show them that they don't have to be left out and excluded. This could be a learning lesson.
This is a conversation I've had
it's a big dynamic.
So many times.
Yeah.
And one time, my girlfriend told me, we were talking about this, and she said that her son said to her, "You care more about these other kids' feelings than you do about my own feelings. You're
it's
always
a true
making
point
me
too.
Go talk to people that I don't want to talk to." And that hit home, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah, because it makes sense. You know, you want your child to speak up for themselves, right?
Yeah. All right. What does the audience think? This is not a new argument. This is certainly one that we've had before and one that I never know to answer. If you don't include everybody in the classroom, is that wrong? Or if you're just excluding some of the girls?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court.
Couple times a year we get this email, and every single time I never know what's right and what's wrong. Lionel and Katie have a fourth grader who's going to have her birthday party, and she doesn't want to invite all the girls in the class. And there's probably about four girls that she wants to exclude from that party list.
Sure.
And Lionel doesn't see anything wrong with that. He's like, yeah, she's not friends with those four girls. Don't invite those four girls.
Yeah, I can remember, listen, being very, very young, all right, at a certain time and not really getting invited to a lot of birthday parties at a certain point. And you'd get invited to one or two and it felt great. On the other hand, you get there and nobody's talking to you. That's also awkward. Right. And as you're the kid that it's your birthday too, you don't invite the kid to your party that is the bully to you or whatever. Like, you know, you just, I don't know. You got to trust the dynamics.
Katie thinks it's mean girl. How are you going to leave just four girls off? Then you can't talk about it at school. You can't bring it up. It has to be like a, you know, a secret that you're having this birthday party.
Yeah.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Kara, whose side are you on?
I am on the husband's side. It's not mean girls if she wants to have real friends come to her party.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's like it has to be one or the other. I agree with you. Like, at some point, you just want it to be your friends. You don't want it to be weird or awkward, right? You don't want to have to worry about everybody else's concerns. On your birthday, it's your day. You're to be celebrated.
I just feel sad. I feel like, what if you find out you're one of the kids that's not invited, and then you're like, I thought I would have made that list. But I guess that's part of getting older, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, like, it's not your job on your birthday to do outreach. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Kara. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Who to invite to your daughter's birthday party and who not to invite? That's the disagreement between Katie and Lionel today. Katie says she has to invite all the kids from class, even though she doesn't want to invite four of the girls.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just not her friends. And Lionel says that's real, right? She knows that. She's old enough to understand who she likes and who she doesn't. And it's her birthday party. Why make it weird on her birthday?
Katie says it's mean girl. How are you going to leave four girls off the list and invite all the other kids? 1-800-330-9999. Sharon, whose side are you on?
I'm on dad's side. If it was kindergarten, I would be on mom's side. But by fourth grade, I work in a school. All these kids know who their groups of friends are. And I don't think there's kids who don't have friends. They just each have their own group. And for her to have to invite kids that she's not friends with is going to make her feel awkward. And it's going to make the other kids feel awkward. And I think all the parents know who their kids are friends with. So I think dad's right this time.
Hey, Sharuthia, what do you think about this? Whose side are you on today?
All right. It's like a little bit of both. I think I'm on dad's side, though. If she was in first grade, maybe second, I'd be like, okay, invite everybody. But this is 2025. These kids are ruthless. And in fourth grade, you shouldn't have to force your kid to be friends with everyone.
Mm.
It's inauthentic. It's a little fake, you know? I don't agree with inviting everybody, like, sending the invitations to class and letting everyone find out. That's a little mean.
Yeah.
But if she has real friendships already and she knows who she wants to invite those select few. And even those select few probably won't show up either.
Jen, what do you think? Whose side are you on?
Well, I have to say I have to agree with Lionel. And the reason being is I always like to be inclusive and include everyone. But I think when, you know, a young lady is growing up, need to be able to say no and make their own choices. But I also feel that it's important that at school they still do honor and celebrate birthdays. So there's an opportunity to celebrate not only with the girls, but the boys, too. And then she can have those select few and say, you know what, mom and dad are only allowing me to have so many folks, you know, to the party.
Blame it on the parents. I'm a big fan of that. Absolutely.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Lionel, our audience agreed with you. At the age of fourth grade, she should know who her friends are and who aren't. And if she doesn't want to invite certain people, then she shouldn't be forced to do it. But you're right. She can't mention it in class or anything like that.
Thank you, audience. I think that she's going to have a much more enjoyable time with the friends that she actually enjoys and not having to entertain rando Calrissians all day long.
Okay. I see what you did there. Not having to, you know, deal with everybody else and wondering if they're having a good time at your party is pretty good, right? And if you're the one kid who got an obligatory invitation to come just because it was obligatory, You're probably going to head off to the sideline anyways, and there's probably going to be all clicks and whatnot. We know how that goes. So at this point, they all like each other. They all know this. They're going to have a good time. I'm sorry. You know, Katie, the moral issue versus the financial issue for some people is confusing, but I get what you're saying. Your heart is in the right place, but sometimes, you know, we overlook, like we said, our own kids' feelings.
Well, I guess I appreciate everybody for just helping me to think more about her. And I guess we're going to invite just who she wants. And I'll just have a talk with her about, you know, keeping things private so everybody doesn't have to feel, you know, to know about it, I guess.
But good idea.
Thank you, gal.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email to couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
$800 is a jackpot for today's Can't Beat Raven. Nancy, you ready to win?
Yes, I hope so.
Good morning. So too. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room, please?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck. $800.
All right. So, Nancy, Raven's going to walk out of here. We got to wait for that door to close because then he won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same question. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
I'm ready to play.
Okay, let's do this. Number one, Netflix is creating a competition series based on the Clue board game. The object of Clue is to identify the murderer, figure out what room they did it in, and what is that third mystery?
What weapon they used.
Number two, Philadelphia was just named the worst city in the country to drive in. What shape is a stop sign?
An octagon.
Number three, Victoria Beckham's documentary is out today on Netflix. Which Spice Girl was she?
Oh my God. Sporty Spice. No.
Number four, Seth Rogen says he thinks he hasn't been invited back as a presenter at the Emmys because he went off script and criticized the show 4 years ago when he presented during the pandemic. What's the name of the movie about two teenage friends trying to buy alcohol that Rogen co-wrote?
I don't know, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Number five, Dolly Parton says, I ain't dead yet, after her sister asked for prayers for her health. She joked and said that she's just going through some treatments, but she's totally fine. What is the name of Dolly Parton's famous literacy program?
1,000 Books for Kids.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Terrible.
No.
Only 2 for Nancy.
Not great, Nancy. Came in with a lot of confidence. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Netflix is creating a competition series based on the Clue board game. The object of Clue is to identify the murderer, figure out what room they did it in, and what's the third mystery?
With what object?
Yes, the weapon they used.
Yeah.
Correct. Number two, Philadelphia was just named the worst city in the country to drive in. What shape is a stop sign?
Octagon.
Octagon is correct.
Yeah.
Remember when you argued with me that it was a pentagon?
No, a hexagon,
I thought.
Yeah,
exactly, you call it a hexagon.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a weird day.
I wake up early.
Yeah.
You know?
Number three, Victoria Beckham's documentary is out today on Netflix. Which Spice Girl was she?
Posh Spice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, Seth Rogen says he thinks he hasn't been invited back as a presenter at the Emmys because he went off script and criticized the show 4 years ago when he was presenting during the pandemic.
Yeah, he's lucky he didn't get canceled before that anyways, but I like him.
What's the name of the movie about two teenage friends trying to buy alcohol that Rogen co-wrote?
Superbad.
That's right.
Yeah.
Number five, Dolly Parton says, I ain't dead yet, after her sister asked for prayers for her health. She joked that she's been going through some treatments, but she's totally fine. What is the name of Dolly Parton's famous literacy program?
I don't know.
The Imagination Library.
Yes.
Nancy, 4-2 today. That'll get you an Anna on Raven t-shirt.
Dolly Parton's so great.
All right. Thanks, guys. I'm sorry. This is Nancy. I cannot beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $900 tomorrow, Anna.